UWF Historic Trust is preparing for the reopening of some of its downtown properties. In the initial phase, the T.T. Wentworth Museum and Pensacola Museum of Art are reopening on a limited basis starting Saturday.
You know, it's a little bit terrifying. It's like having a party at your house and you're inviting everybody over and you're trying to make sure everything's taken care of.
This is Rob Overton, Executive Director of UWF Historic Trust, on the prospect of reopening the museums.
But this is what we do and this is why we exist, to share this with our visitors. And so it's great. It's like family coming back home again, that we haven't been able to let them in.
Because of the coronavirus, Overton and his staff have had to make a few adjustments to open up safely. First, they're taking it slow, for the time being opening only on Saturdays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and eliminating walk-up transactions.
Well, the biggest thing is we are doing our tickets through online sales only. We're doing two phases so we can control the number of people. The ordinances are now that we can only be at 25% of occupancy, so we're keeping those numbers low. Online tickets, we do a morning ticket and an afternoon ticket. Now, we are doing one individual ticket. We used to ticket the Wentworth and the Art Museum separately, but for $5, you get access to both.
The reopening is being done under the guidance of the American Alliance of Museums, which Overton says is their national accrediting body. A face shield has been erected at the welcome desk. Wipes and hand sanitizer stations will be available. Additionally, museum staff will be wearing masks, and they'll be equipped with cleaning supplies for regular wipe downs of commonly touched items such as doorknobs, elevator buttons, stair railings, and glass exhibit cases. Interactive features that encourage touching had to be removed.
We have a few things that are touchscreen, iPads, they've come out. We've got an exhibit upstairs that talks about postcards, greetings from Pensacola. And we were actually letting people write postcards and we were mailing them, so that's unfortunately had to come out. Our simple things like the guest book, that's coming out.
A couple of days out, Overton and Visitor Experience Manager Wendy Davis were among the limited staff getting things ready. Davis was making changes to the T.T. Wentworth's merchandise area.
In order to be ready for Saturday, I'm moving all of our store merchandise out of the Wentworth and the Pensacola Museum of Art. Those two stores will be closed. We're not doing any transactions on site. So it's also the best opportunity to do my annual audit inventory. So I'm counting and moving.
Like tickets, merchandise will be available online. While there are several new safety protocols in place, some things haven't changed. There are still many great exhibits to explore, starting on the first floor of the T.T. Wentworth.
We are in Pensacola, 1559. We've got over 450 years of European occupation here. So on the first floor, we still have the City of Five Flags exhibit. Some of the very popular things we find is a lot of based on the archaeology that's been done. Dr. Judy Bentz and her program was eventually out at the university.
There is a lot left. There are hundreds of shipwrecks in the bay. There are thousands of archaeological sites in Escambia and Santa Rosa County alone.
Chips from the lumber industry, the red snapper industry, we have lots of...
Artifacts from the City of Five Flags exhibit include formal bowls and alligator heads from Pensacola's British occupation that were dug up in the museum plaza behind the building.
Of course, we've got some great artifacts that came out of the Luna shipwreck, the 1559 shipwreck, the anchor. We've got items like the nails that they've done, some of the small cannonballs, cups and things that they drank out of.
And that's just for starters. Highlighting second floor offerings is the Trader John exhibit.
Everybody loves Trader John. Trader John was a local naval bar that was here, and Martin Trader John Wiseman had a huge collection that was gifted to the university. It's all military memorabilia, so we recreated that.
In an exhibit video, Trader John describes one of his prized possessions.
After Bob Hope landed with the Blue Angels, he called me over and he presented me his flight suit, and I thought it was a great thing, and I've treasured it ever since.
Visitors can also check out the Punxsutawney exhibit and the Lessons in Ink comics display. And across the street, there's also the Pensacola Museum of Art.
Just before we closed down for the virus, we did Art Museum Members Show, which is local people, and there's quite some talent here. So that's still on show over there. And we're working on a couple of others from our permanent collection that will be in.
Overton says there will be a final round of staff training and some last-minute adjustments before the doors to the Pensacola Museum of Art and T.T. Wentworth Museum open on Saturday. Information and tickets are available online at historicpensacola.org. Visitors will need to register for a timed ticket prior to entering the museums to ensure adherence to capacity limits. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.